The American Logistics Unit used to run these type of exercise every year. They call it Quartermaster Logistic Liquid Exercise. And so they sent an invitation to British Army, and it came to the brigade. Since we are the only few regiment in the British Army, the invitation came to us. So we spent 2 days in Washington where we went sightseeing, and then we drove from Washington to South Carolina, which about 8 hours drive to Fort Bragg.
What did they want you to show them?
Basically, they want us to know the different way of doing things. And also, we wanted to establish a relationship with them since they are a petroleum unit. We are petroleum unit. We want to see how they do things and just ascertain if we can work together in the future. So that was the main aim.
Well, what did you teach them and what did they teach you?
We taught them the basic of our work ethics, how the British does things. More importantly, how we have a timeline of everything. So for example, if we were given a task to finish within 8 hours, we finish within 8 hours. If we have to miss meal to finish it, we'll finish it. They are not like that. They are a bit, I won't say too laid back, because it's actually worked for them for over a year. They work on the basis that we have a whole 2 weeks. So what's a rush? You see, so that was the motto. We have to spend 2 weeks here. Why you want to finish this within 24 hours, which we can finish in 2 days. So at some point in time, we told them that, all right, leave this job to us. We will do it for you. And that is exactly what we did.
How long have they had a petroleum unit?
The 53rd unit is actually a new unit that formed. We worked with them in Iraq before, but we didn't actually see like a unit that is purely for petroleum. So this is a new one that I think has been formed. The interesting thing about the Americans is because of the legacy from the Iraq war, they decided that they are not going to train with fuel, even though they're fuel unit, they train with water. So we built 6 miles pipeline with water flow through it, something that we don't do.
Yeah, because you would normally have live fuel exercises here. Yeah, is this the first time that this kind of exchange of information has happened?
I believe so. And I think my adjutant also said that it's the first time that he's been going there for 2 weeks to work with a unit that is purely for fuel. So I think this is the first time it happened. And we've been invited to come next year.
Well, I mean, if you need anybody to make up numbers, Sam, you know, just do give me a call.
I'll go your mobile number, so I'll give you a call.
I'm Cherry Casey for Forces Radio BFBS in Hollywood.